for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
The virus loves to just make the whole immune system back down a little bit.
That's Dr. Stephen Falk from Boehringer Ingelheim on the BVD virus.
The BVD virus is bovine viral diarrhea virus, which years and years ago when it was first identified, they did see it with some diarrhea cases. But to be honest, that's probably the smallest fraction of cases we see with it. The BVD virus actually is much more known as a respiratory virus. It's also known as a reproductive virus, everything from abortions to congenital defects and also creating carriers that spread the disease everywhere. And the biggest thing that a lot of people forget with BVD is it's immunosuppressive. The virus loves to just make the whole immune system back down a little bit. So even if the BVD itself is not causing a problem, the animals will get every other problem that's out there. So you have to make sure everything is lined up or else they can break to any other diseases just because BVD is there, not enough to cause disease itself, but just to suppress those immune systems. Over the past 20 years, there's been a shift in the virus out there. And it used to be the 1As and stuff were the most common. Well, now 1B is the most common BVD virus strain out there. So you need to look at that because all the 1As, 1Bs, 2As that we hear about, yes, they cause the same disease syndromes. But there's these antigenic differences where, hey, my vaccines may not cover that one as well. So you need to know which vaccines you're using too, that they do cover the 1B to make sure you're getting your full protection against it. We are introducing new technologies, adjustments to vaccines, adjuvanting systems. But to be honest, as far as forward as we're moving, we're realizing a lot of it just circles right back to the beginnings of the basics.
That's Dr. Stephen Falk with Boehringer Ingelheim. Now to profile a cattle ranch in South Carolina here on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Bill, this one's a sixth-generation operation.
We really, really enjoy doing it, and we've been working on this project for over 20 years.
That's Rusty Thompson. He's with Blue Lake Farms, a cattle operation in Sharon, South Carolina. And the operation was Region 2 winners of the annual Environmental Stewardship Awards presented by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Rusty Thompson.
Well, we just enjoy having a nice place there, and we both worked for many years and tried to take care of jobs and take care of the farm, and it was an impossible task, but my father was there for many years, but he suffered several medical issues, and so we ended up having to take over the farm.
It's a 2,300-acre farm comprised of 550 acres of pasture, 25 acres of annual hay crops, and 1,700 acres of timber. The diversified operation includes 200 commercial cows.
Yeah, and we thought we were fairly big farmers until we got out of here.
And he's talking about that National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting in Phoenix.
Yeah, we got out here and these guys own 200,000 acres of ground. But we really enjoy doing it. And we've been working on this project for over 20 years, trying to put it, the final aspects of it together. And we just have to drill a number of wells and pipe water to different areas of the farm, and it's tough because we have that border on the river, but we just chose not to use it. You know, we could have, you know, used it, but we chose not to.
To help the Thompsons move cattle across the stream, the families built 3 hardened stream crossings, and the cattle on Blue Lake Farm rotationally graze through 30 pastures, all with supplemental water sources, 43 troughs fed from a well and 2 troughs gravity fed from farm ponds. The fences on the farm are high tensile electric fences with 50% powered by solar charges. And to assist with wildlife, the Thompson family plants 20 food plots each year. They also lease hunting for deer and turkey on the farm for 3 hunting clubs. And he gets a lot of help from his wife, Jessie.
We're real big into the wildlife, and then my wife is also a former NRCS employee, so she has a lot of, you know, efforts in planning all this stuff too. So we really all put talents together. I was with Extension for a number of years, and I was our area livestock agent with Extension, and so we both retired about the same time and went to work full time on the farm.
That's Rusty Thompson for Ag Life. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.